Joey, do you have any reaction to the SI poll that has you the second dirtiest player in the NFL?
No.
Do you think it's fair?
Nah, but I don't know what you consider dirty. I don't have a lot of personal files. You know? So, I don't know what considered dirtiest. I mean, I'm fine with the meanest and toughest, if that's how they feel. But dirty is a different category. I don't hit people late and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I guess it's something they came up with and voted me, so it don't really make me or break me. I'm not too much worried about it.
You think it's a reputation thing?
My reputation is far from playing dirty. You know what I mean? I don't really think I get looked at as a dirty player. You know what I mean? Now, play hard player, stuff like that, yeah, but playing dirty, nah.
Is it a matter of people? You think maybe it becomes one of those things where maybe some people don't like you and just put you on the list?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of people don't like me, but that's fair to say that I don't like a lot of people neither, so it works both ways. Like I said, it's nothing that's going to change my everyday, me being in that poll, 1, 2, 5, wherever they put me up. It's obviously I'm on somebody's mind, though, so that's cool.
Why don't people like you, Joey?
I don't know. What's your name?
Karen.
I don't know, Karen.
Joey, are you looking forward to possibly facing a rookie left tackle here in Sebastian Vollmer?
It's not really about being the rookie or whoever's in there. I'm just looking forward to this challenge. I mean, it's New England week. So if Light was in there, I'd be looking forward to that. So whoever's over there, I'm going to bring my game. I'm going to be ready to play. And that's all I can do at this point in time, just make sure I'm ready to play.
Last year with Matt Castle, you know, when he was here, you said, you know, you treat him like a backup. Obviously, Vollmer's a backup as well. So how are you going to treat him?
You had the answer to that already. You want me to say, what you want me to say? Like, you want me to answer that question? You answer the question I feel about Castle, but you're trying to get me to say the same thing about
I'm
him.
Trying to get you to
and here's Joey Porter's talking about the backup. You go ahead and fill in the blank, because I'm not falling for none of the little tricks. I mean, I get mad when I want to get mad. Right now, you guys are not, none of the guys I'm mad at, so I'm not going to sit up here and give you nothing to talk about because I'm not mad at neither one of you media guys in that room. So if that's what this conversation is going to be about, fishing, y'all should come down here to Miami. We got some good lakes for y'all to fish in.
And ladies, Joey. Not
yes, all you too, ma'am. You can come too, Karen.
I think I got my answer, Joey.
All right.
Joey, for a lot of years, the Patriots were, you know, kind of the best of the division. You guys are the champs now. Have you kind of established that division goes through Miami, or is it still up in the air because the Patriots were good for a number of years, too?
The division is just how it works with anything you do. Division goes through the last champion, period. The last champion was the Miami Dolphins. So we have the conference championship until we lose it. It's ours to lose. You can't just crown the champion because they used to be the champion back in the day. That hardly makes any sense. You know what I mean? It's what you did last year. You're not never judged off what you did a couple of years ago. It's what you're doing now. So last year we was the champs, and they don't crown another champ until this year, and we're still the remaining champ until something else knocks us off that. So yeah, just by natural thought, you would think, yeah, it comes to Miami. They're the defending champ. You got to go beat them to take the championship from them. That's just how it works.
Joe, you had
I
heard the word hate a lot in that locker room after you guys beat the Jets and how you guys felt about them. And I remember you saying, you know, it's always going to bring your best football out when you hate the other guy. You've played against the Patriots for quite some time, whether it was the Steelers or Miami. What's your feeling towards New England?
Same way they feel about me. So do you want me to say it first? Or have they told you how they feel about me first?
I don't know if they like you.
You know they don't like me. Let's be honest. You know they don't like me. And that's fair. I don't like them. And that's fair. So it's not like it's a divorce happening. We never really was married anyway.
So you bring the same approach into this game as you would against the Jets last week?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have healthy rivalries, you know. And like I said, to have a rivalry, we have to win some. It can't be one-sided. So we split with them last year. And the year before that, they beat us twice. So this is my third year in this conference going up against them. And we're trying to change the way it used to be. So, but my feelings towards New England goes back further. It goes back to my Pittsburgh days. So, you know, I feel a certain way after some things came out way back when. I was in Pittsburgh, some AFC championships I lost to them a couple times, and come to figure out some months later why we lost. So, yeah, I have a natural hate for them, period. And that's just going to be with me forever. So that's not going to ever going to change.
Can you identify what you're referring to there, Joey?
No, you can fill in the blanks. Yeah, I'm smart guys over there.
And girls.
And girls.
But you felt like it cost you rings then.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do this every year around this time when I do this conference call. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And they know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's not going to change for my thought process on that situation.
Joey, what's the difference going to be facing Tom Brady this year as opposed to Matt Cassel?
Well, you have Tom Brady in the game who's their natural starter, who's their leader of the team. And, you know, it's Tom Brady, Matt Cassel. It's a big difference, you know. Tom Brady, at that is one time, he's well proven. Then when I went up against Matt Cassel his first time when he was just trying to figure out the game. But, yeah, I mean, they're full-powered. They have all their guns and all their weapons. So we got all our guns and all our weapons here, too, and that makes for a good fight.
Joey, I don't know if you've been able to watch their film yet, but having watched, I'm assuming you've watched, Tom, notice any differences, him coming back off of a year off with the knee problem?
No, he still throws the ball. He's still accurate. He still pick you apart if you leave him time. I mean, looks like the same Tom Brady to me.
Joey, how important to their offense is Wes Welker and what he does with the yards after the catch? How big a part of what they do is that?
He's just a guy that can keep moving the chains. You know, he'll catch a deep ball here and there, but that's not what they're using for. They're using for all the little screens and crossing routes just to get him involved in the game and lollygag you to sleep with worrying about where Wes is at. Then they try you deep with Randy, you know, and then once you're worried about Wes and Randy, they'll pound the ball. And after all that, then they'll throw some seam routes in to Watson. So, I mean, they got all the weapons. I mean, let's be honest. They got the guys over their offense that can move the ball. But our job is to go out there and make all that disruptive. You know, don't let them feel comfortable like they feel. We don't want them to feel like they're 7-on-7 at practice just playing pitch and catch. You know, we're supposed to go out there and try and make it hard for everybody to eat that day. And that's what my intentions is. My intention is not to let Tom Brady have a nice day just sitting back there in the pocket, patting the ball, waiting for Wes to get open and Randy to get open, and these guys. You know, we want to have somebody in his face, hitting him, getting him on the ground as many times as possible.
What can you guys take from the game last year in Miami where, you know, they threw for a lot of yards and you guys and Moss had the big game?
Yeah, we obviously played them different from the first time we did. You know, they came and played us different. You know, they came out and spread us out, and that's not the fight they wanted the first time. They ran away from the pound game. You know, we kind of pounded them up there the first time, and so we kind of was expecting the same type of game, and they switched up and went to the pass formation. They just pretty much the game got away from us when they did that. But that was then. This is a whole new year, whole new characters. You know, they have their main guy back, and we have some different guys in different situations over here. But to make no mistake, we're ready for whatever they come with.
Joey, one more thing kind of comparing that then. I mean, last year you were 2-4, and obviously at that point something happened because you guys turned around and won 11 games. Do you see similarities? I mean, even the last couple of weeks beating the Jets and everything else, where maybe this team's starting to turn the corner the way that one did?
Actually, we could have turned the corner a couple of weeks ago. We just, you know, we keep doing little things not to finish the game, and that's what we did. But we're not exactly where we want to be, but we're heading in the right direction. I can say that. You know, we're heading in the right direction. If we play like we did last week and keep building on that, we'll be okay.
We did. Hey, Joey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks a lot, Joey.
Okay, you're welcome.